You're listening to SBS News.
Saurav has been cleaning Sydney workplaces for 2 years. As an international student from Nepal, the job allows him to fit work around his study. But government changes have forced the 22-year-old to look for other employment.
Many of my friends, they have already moved from cleaning to kitchen because the hours are relaxed and they are getting more money. So there's no point staying.
Before the pandemic, international students were only allowed to work 20 hours a week, but as borders closed and businesses lost workers, the rules were relaxed. The cap was removed to allow students to work unlimited hours in agriculture, food processing, healthcare, aged care, disability care and childcare. In May, the government extended the list to include tourism and hospitality, but the cleaning industry hasn't been included. Lisa McQueen from commercial cleaning company CleanCorp says that decision has had a major impact on the industry.
They can only work 20 hours in the cleaning industry, but they could work up to 100 hours if they wanted to, or more if they wanted to, in tourism and hospitality, which is great news for those industries, but it's devastating for the cleaning industry.
The industry is one of Australia's largest employers of international students, making up at least 30% of its workforce. CleanCorp says it's already lost 20% of its staff to other sectors, and it's warning the changes will leave hotels and offices vulnerable to COVID outbreaks.
This is the industry that kept Australia safe right through COVID. We're going to see a really dramatic shortage of people who can perform those cleaning services. And if we get another COVID outbreak, it is really a great concern to a lot of us in the industry.
Anthony Byrne from the United Workers Union says it's a real concern.
If you can't get the cleaners, then, you know, people won't be able to go into work. People won't be able to access buildings until they have safe, clean workplaces.
Like workers in healthcare, agriculture and aged care, cleaners have been considered frontline staff during the pandemic and critical to the country's economic recovery. But the cleaning industry feels forgotten under these government changes. Mr. Byrne says it's a workforce which is often overlooked.
They are an invisible workforce, but they are an essential workforce. While we're at home, they're cleaning our workplaces.
He's urging the government to reconsider.
We're calling on the government to bring the cleaning industry into line with the other sectors that have had these hour caps lifted. Cleaning is an essential industry at this time. We need safe, clean workplaces and we need the people to be able to provide this for us.
A spokesperson for the Home Affairs Department has told SBS News further decisions regarding waiving the work limits to other sectors for student visa holders may be made by the government, taking into consideration labour shortages, displacement of Australian jobs and safeguards to prevent worker exploitation. That's giving the cleaning industry and its workforce some hope. Catalina Flores, SBS News.